Good morning. A southerly wind flow overnight brought in more humidity and a more late summer-like feel to start the day, with many places well above normal and in the 50s and 60s to start off. That southerly wind will only increase throughout the day, bringing in more moisture, so we'll call for mostly cloudy skies with some breaks of sunshine. And out ahead of a cool front, which is currently moving through western parts of New York, that wind will become gusty at times over 30 to maybe even as high as 50 miles per hour, especially in north-south facing valleys and across the higher terrain. As a result, the wind advisory is in effect for parts of the region through the afternoon and into the evening hours. But the main focus today will be that front that's slicing through western New York. It's in a weakened state right now. However, it will become energized as it moves through our region with an injection of jet stream energy. Combine that with some heating from the sun during the day and increasing dew points with that southerly wind flow. And we do run the risk at a round of severe weather across most of the eastern half of New York and New England later on in the afternoon and into the evening. As the front punches through, we'll have a quick shot of torrential rain and gusty winds. But just as quickly as this weather moves in, it will move out. And as that round of thunderstorms flies on by through New England, things will start to settle down. Afternoon highs today will be highly dependent on the amount of sunshine we get, and generally in the lower to mid-70s. And then readings will cool behind the front sharply with a northwest breeze taking over tonight and drop back down into the 40s. This will set us up for a relatively quiet week ahead. Tomorrow back to sunshine, a little bit of a breeze out of the northwest, but comfortably cool for this time of year with highs in the mid-60s and staying in the mid-60s with sunshine giving way to some high thin clouds on Wednesday. We'll be watching along the eastern seaboard for our weather later on in the week, the remnants of what was Tropical Storm Karen. In a much weaker state, some of the moisture may creep up the coast, and that could get in here in the form of clouds, maybe even some showers for southern parts of New York and New England later on Thursday and into Friday. Otherwise, a mixture of sunshine and clouds for the end of the week and into the weekend, with high temperatures staying in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, outside of the severe weather potential in our area later, a wind advisory is in effect for this afternoon through early tomorrow morning for roughly the northern half of Maine. Winds in extreme northern New England could gust up to 45 miles per hour. And the remnants of Tropical Storm Karen continue to merge with that cold front along the Florida Gulf Coast. Gusty offshore winds and rough surf are the primary threats with what's left of this system. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Byrd International Airport in Antigua and Barbuda at 6 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Kairouan, Tunisia at 2 p.m. on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, drizzle and fog, 46 degrees with a south wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, half-mile visibility and fog, and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 60, 87% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.91 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Lake Forest, California, to a low of 15 at Window Rock, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms later today in the mid-70s. In Boston, mostly cloudy and windy with a shower possible in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and temperatures falling into the 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 52. The average temperature, 58, that's 5 degrees above normal. 18 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 9 tenths of an inch, which is 18 hundredths above normal. And 37.22 inches for the year, which is 7.05 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 7 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 28. That's 38 below normal. And 200 for the season, which is 33 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 43. The record high, 89, set in 1963. And the record low, 27, in 1986. Sunrise this morning at 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:26 p.m., 11 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few showers today, then a line of storms with brief heavy rain and strong wind gusts later this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Showers ending this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and becoming windy with a few showers today, then a line of storms with brief heavy rain and strong wind gusts later this afternoon, and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Showers and storms end this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and becoming windy with a few showers early today, then a line of storms with brief heavy rain and strong wind gusts this afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Showers ending this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few showers today, then a line of storms with brief heavy rain and strong wind gusts this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms end this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few showers today, then a line of storms with heavy rain and strong wind gusts later this afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Showers and storms end this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but comfortably cool in the mid-60s. Some thin clouds on Wednesday, otherwise sunny skies and highs in the mid-60s. Mid-60s on Thursday, upper 60s on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, chance of showers toward the coast, and partly sunny over the weekend with highs staying in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.